Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Blockbusters are out. Fast and Furious is out. Fast and Furious 9. Well, if you haven't seen it yet, trust me, you have. You know what else is hot? The housing market. It's so hot, people are putting their homes up at ridiculous prices. They don't even want to sell. They're just doing to see what they can get. I'm serious. They're doing... I saw a sign on a homeless tent that said, shown by appointment only. Now that the Olympics has added skateboarding as an official Olympic sport, they must change their drug policy so that athletes are banned if they don't test positive for drugs.
Some business news. Popeyes just introduced the new I don't know meal for people who can't decide what to order. How can you be undecided when the entire menu has basically one thing?
.639, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Humid and muggy today. Daytime high near 90 with the possibility of an afternoon or evening pop-up storm. Right now, 72 at Cincinnati's Q102.
So Samuel L. Jackson, it's hard to believe he's only been nominated for one Oscar in his entire career. That was for Best Supporting Actor for Pulp Fiction way back in 1994. He did not win.
Oh, that was such a great role.
That was good.
But it does sound like the Academy has finally realized just how they've screwed him over, because he's getting an honorary Oscar next year. The Academy is saying Sam Jackson is a cultural icon whose dynamic work has resonated across genres and generations and audiences worldwide, which doesn't explain why they virtually ignored him for 30 years. But the other people getting honorary statues this year are Danny Glover, Liv Ullmann, and Elaine May.
Oh.
I don't know if I even know who those two women are.
I don't. I'm sad to say I don't.
I bet they're really old.
Yeah, probably. Probably been at it for a while. Yeah, I don't know either of them.
We might recognize their faces.
Right. But I do remember this scene from Pulp Fiction.
I just don't dig on swine, that's all.
Why not?
Pigs are filthy animals. I don't eat filthy animals. Pigs sleep and root in shit. That's a filthy animal. I ain't eating nothing, ain't got sense enough to disregard its own feces.
That's a great movie.
I know. I feel like it's one of those ones I need to go back and watch because it's been so long.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
Discovery's annual Shark Week is July 11th through the 15th, and the lineup is pretty stacked. It includes Tiffany Haddish does Shark Week on July 11th. She hosts Shark Week. Her fantasy was to uncover the secrets of shark sex on the fanciest yachts, and she is in for a sharky wake-up call, so you have that to look forward to. I don't know, Johnny Knoxville sends Steve-O, Chris Pontius, and new Jackass cast members on a mission. They're going to dial up a series of shark stunts that test their bravery and threshold of pain as they put common shark myths to the test. You got a couple of people from Stranger Things teaming up, Mark Rober and Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things. Exploring abandoned undersea ruins and man-made artificial reefs, searching for the strangest sharks in the ocean. That should be wild. Let's see. Josh Gates links up with his childhood hero, William Shatner.
Oh, see, that'll be... You know, they've really turned this into something, haven't they?
This is a star-studded event. Check this out. The Real Sharknado, which airs on July 14th at 9 p.m. Ian Ziering and Tara Reid pick up their chainsaws once again to see if a real Sharknado could happen.
Well, it might. I mean, I feel like we're constantly seeing videos of sharks really close to shore, or people having really close encounters with sharks on, you know,
boats,
boards,
vacations, yeah.
Yes,
including
everywhere.
Air Force pilots.
Yeah.
Those UFOs, those are actually sharks.
Well, they might
you.
Be stirred up because of the UFOs that are diving into the ocean, might be sending the sharks closer to shore.
I posted that video last week of Daytona Beach, that big shark that was just, people were just like standing right next to it, pointing at it, looking at it. And it was that close. I mean, they weren't in much higher than probably their knees or thighs.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Pimple Popper, Dr. Sandra Lee heads to Turks and Caicos to explore the world of shark skin and how she can apply the science to help human skin issues. And on the last day, July 15th, 9 p.m., Snoop Dogg breaks down the craziest encounters, the wildest and most unpredictable reactions to discover if America is once again ground zero for the shark superstorm.
I think it's time for all of us to learn a lot more about sharks before we go into the ocean.
The shark superstorm.
You got a whole week.
I hope I'm ready.
Shark week. Be there.
Great. All right, so Olivia Rodrigo is streaming a prom-themed concert tomorrow night, and she released a promo image of herself in a prom dress with a tiara on her head holding flowers and her mascara running.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, that was the cover of the album, right?
Well, Courtney Love pointed out on Instagram that the image is very similar to the cover of the classic Hole album, Live Through This.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So Olivia responded in the comments saying, quote, love you and live through this so much. Courtney replied, quote, Olivia, you're welcome. My favorite florist is in Notting Hill, London. DM me for deets. I look forward to reading your note. During a discussion with her followers on Facebook, Courtney called it rude that Olivia would recreate the image without her permission, adding, quote, manners is manners. She added, quote, I've informed Rodrigo I await her flowers and note. I sure hope it's long. Does Disney teach kids reading and writing? God knows. Let's see. Yes, this is rude. Rage inducing. Honey, if I had a dollar for every time this happens, I'd be real rich.
Dang, Courtney.
Hmm.
Well, she's a little feisty.
Well, what do you do? I mean, there's no such thing as an original idea anymore.
Right.
You know?
That's true. I was watching someone being interviewed about art. They were like, well, how do you feel about art? Is there any original art? And they were like, I feel like all art is borrowed. As an artist, you know, you borrow from all these different ideas.
Or
and you
you're
don't
inspired
even,
by.
Yeah, yeah, I thought it was interesting, like that approach as an artist to say that.
And well, and you I make think, your make it your own.
Well, and I think sometimes you steal without even realizing you're stealing. I mean, when you see 8,000 different images or you hear 8,000 different songs and then you get a melody in your head or a picture in your mind, it's like, how can you say that you for sure didn't see that somewhere else?
I can't.
Right. How do you know your idea is even original to begin with?
I don't know.
True.
Hey, this is kind of interesting. General Hospital, which is still on the air, tops the list of the longest running television show that is still on the air.
How many soaps are still? I know Days of Our Lives.
Well, General Hospital has been on longer than Days of Our Lives. General Hospital has been on the air for 58 years now.
Wow.
General Hospital went on the air for the first time when John F. Kennedy was the president. It was April 1st of 1963 when General Hospital went on the air. And
wow. That is wild.
Yep. And then the number two
is Days Like Sands Through the Hourglass.
Do they still say that? Does that guy
so
still come on?
Are the days of our lives. Yeah. Yep. That's the late, I forget his name, but he played like the patriarch of the film. Tom.
He was the grandpa,
Tom Horton?
Right?
Was Tom it Horton?
Tom Horton, it sure was.
Yeah.
I do remember my mom watching that when I was younger.
It's mind-blowing because I saw it a couple of weeks ago and John Black looks the same. Marlena looks the
same. They're all still on there?
Hope looks the same.
I was in kindergarten.
I know. What's wild is it's like Hope's got grandkids now, but she looks 28.
Oh, yeah. I did used to watch General Hospital, though, when I was in college, because I would come home from college and around lunchtime, I would go to my parents' house. And I would sleep on their couch and I would wake up and General Hospital would be on. And so I would watch it every now and then. Like when Lucky died in the fire, that was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not John Stamos' character. No, that's Blackie. John Stamos'
character. I don't remember
him. That's where John
him.
Stamos got his start.
On General Hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Rick Springfield, too.
Yeah.
No, Lucky
Oh, no, Rick Springfield was already a star. He was already a famous musician, wasn't he, when he went on General Hospital?
I don't think so. I think he... I don't...
He went back on it.
Like, did he go back
later?
After?
Yeah. Dr. Drake, right? Yeah. Wasn't that his name?
Demi Moore. That's another person, another actress who got her start on General Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they probably did other things prior to getting on General Hospital, but those were like their first
big
full-time big gigs, like their big breaks, you know?
Yeah. Mm. I don't even know if this
Jackie Templeton, that was her character's name.
Well, what's her face that Ellen was, I don't know, did she ever marry her or was she just with her forever?
Oh, Anne Heche.
Anne Heche was on Another World. She played twins, Marley and, I don't remember the other twin's name. It was a good twin and a bad twin.
Right.
Evil twin?
Yes, kind of, sort of.
Actress Meg Ryan got her big break on Another World.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the guy you like, Shamar?
Moore.
Hello. And Young and the Restless.
Yes. I forget his name on there, but he was hot.
Yeah. Don't you love how much I know about soaps and soap actors?
Malcolm, that was
impressive. It's not a shocker.
No.
Yeah.
Did your mom watch her stories?
She loved her stories. She would watch Love of Life, which is, you know, no longer.
Remember the doctors?
She'd watch Ryan's Hope at 12:30, All My Children at 1, One Life to Live at 2 o'clock, and General Hospital at 3.
Man.
Guiding Light, Santa Barbara. Solid.
What about One Life to Live? That was one.
Yeah, it was on at 2 o'clock on ABC. Yeah.
Vicky, Jen.
Vicky, that's the one. Yep.
Marley and Vicky were the good and bad twins.
There you go. And
when do you think those will die? You think those will die off?
Like, I keep thinking.
General Hospital.
Young and the Restless is still on the air. I think Bold and the Beautiful is still on the air, isn't it?
I don't know.
I have to look it up. I don't watch TV.
Still going?
I don't think so.
Bold and the Beautiful.
Let's see. Guiding Light used to open up that show back when it was on the air. It would open up with a shot of the Cincinnati skyline.
It looks like it is on. It said it was on days ago.
There you go.
But didn't they used to have a soap network?
They still do.
Oh, is that still a thing too?
Yeah. I feel like it's on Soap Dish. Or am I making that up in my head?
Wasn't Soap Dish a movie with Sally Field?
That might be where I'm confusing myself.
And then remember there was a TV series called Soap, too.
That's right.
That was a little racy but hilarious.
That was a late night.
Do you think college kids still come home and watch Days of Our Lives during the day?
Probably not. I got to tell you what, though, like, because some days I'm still working in here well into the afternoon, and, you know, we got the TVs on in here, and watching Days of Our Lives today is not the Days of Our Lives we watched.
What is that?
It's a lot racier.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, I mean,
what have you seen?
For daytime television, you know, I'm seeing some very risque.
You're seeing some skin?
Scantily clad people.
Well, the evolution of the soap opera just in general, though, you know what I mean? Like, they had a lot of cutting edge things happen on those shows that were kind of like
the first
not approved in real society. And they became like real stories.
Remember what a big deal it was when two men kissed.
Yeah.
Well, which soap opera did that first? And it was like they made a huge deal about it.
I don't know, but I know I've seen that recently, too.
Yeah.
So they've come a long way, baby. Anything else on the E! News front? I lost track.
That is it.
All right. That's it. That's all we need for now. We'll have more for you coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, straight ahead, we got three headlines for you. Two of those headlines are fake. One headline is real. If you can guess the real headline, I can't really tell what we've got
Reds tickets.
Yeah. So I got Friday for sure, but then I also got Saturday and Sunday lists. So are they getting tickets to all three or just the one at a time?
So what you're winning is a pair of tickets to see the Reds take on the Cubs this Friday, July 2nd, which is also a fireworks Friday. But we were going to tell you other things that are happening down at the ballpark this weekend.
Gotcha. Because there's a lot going on this weekend. It's going to be fun.
The Super Saturday giveaway, where they're giving away a patriotic T-shirt. That sounds fun.
Oh.
And then on Sunday, they're having a family day. Kids 14 and younger get a Sunny Gray Fathead.
That sounds like fun, too.
Such good stuff.
But we got tickets to the Friday game. First pitch at 7:10. And, of course, it is Fireworks Friday, where they have that spectacular post-game fireworks show as the Reds take on the Cubs this Friday night. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102, your chance to win. Hey, Margie, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, thanks for asking. Life is good. Life is good. How was your weekend?
It was very good. I got a lot accomplished.
Did you?
What'd you do?
I did some yard work.
Oh, that's yard work.
Oh, you're working in the yard, pulling weeds.
Wasn't too hot?
It was a little bit, but I did a volunteer thing on Saturday, then came home and finished up at my house a little bit.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice.
Can you say what kind of volunteer work you do?
It was for the Sisters of Mount Notre Dame.
We did nice.
Yard work there, yeah.
Very nice.
Cool.
Very,
very
wonderful.
Cool.
I like you helping the community. That's great.
It is.
Well, you got to be happy to be back at work where you can finally relax.
Do the hard labor stuff.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know how this game works now, don't you?
I do.
All right. Well, tell me the rules then, Miss Smarty Pants.
You cannot repeat any word.
Right.
You have 30 seconds.
That's right. And
Pass quickly.
There you go. That's key.
I won't have a brain freeze.
That's key here, darling. All right.
Good job, Margie.
We have a lot of brain freezes on this show.
Oh, you're not kidding.
But hey, today's your lucky day, Margie. You got the letter R, the highly coveted letter R.
Yeah. It comes first on the Wheel of Fortune, R-S-T-L-N-E.
Rain, Rick, I almost said wrong.
What else you got?
Right.
Wrong way?
That does not
One, Margie.
What about rectum?
Yeah, there you go.
That's an R.
Ross.
Now you're speaking my language.
Redo.
Ross. Yep.
Yeah.
Red sauce.
Mm-hmm. Jeff's a little fatigued today, Margie. Give him a bit of a hall pass. He got here town very late last night. And so, actually, early this morning.
Flight was delayed. I landed at CVG about 1:15 or so.
That's why he thought. That's why he thought wrong started with an R.
Yeah. You betcha. That was D-U-M dumb.
That was really D-U-M.
Yeah, right.
That's okay. When I played the one time, I had a C, and I said kooky for a C, and it's a K.
Obviously. Okay. Yeah,
right.
It happens.
All right, well, I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock here. I don't know. Feel free to use any of those or not. And I won't start the timer until Jen finishes asking the first question.
So here we go, Margie, with the letter R. Name something you do outside.
Read a book.
Something white.
Rain boots.
A vegetable.
Reddish.
A dessert.
Pass.
A TV show.
Redford and Sons.
Something sharp.
Pass.
A verb.
Run.
A job.
Reader.
A country.
Romania.
Something wet.
Rain.
A dessert.
Ready whip.
Something sharp.
Razor.
Oh, gosh. I don't know, though. There's some questionable answer there.
Yeah, Redford and Sons. I think she was thinking of Sanford and Sons.
Yeah, that's not an... I looked it up.
Because the actor was... His name was Red.
Oh, Red Fox.
It was Red Fox.
I can see how you would
think that. That's what I was thinking of.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see. Rain boots came. It was, I think, it was her
something
number
white.
Two.
Something white. Rain
boots.
Something
white. She went with radish. I think she passed on four.
She passed on dessert.
But she came back and came back and got it.
Redford and Son. And then what was number six?
One, two, three, four, five. Something sharp.
She said razor, but I don't know if she got it in
enough
time.
Oh, darn.
But if
you...
Yeah. You were so close because that would have been 10.
Yeah.
Romania was great.
That was awesome.
You did.
Ready whip was fantastic. Fantastic.
That was.
Yeah. If you would have had 10 extra seconds and could have come back the TV answer.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm drawing a complete blank on a TV show.
Oh, God. That starts with
a TV
an R.
show that starts with
a
R.
I thought about a radio. What was that one? Wasn't there a show?
I can think of movies.
Riverdale. That's one that's kind of on it. Roseanne. That's another
Roseanne.
One.
That
sure.
Let me Google it.
Oh, that was close.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, yeah.
That's another one.
Afterward.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know what tripped me up on that one is I was thinking Raymond, But that show's called Everybody Loves Raymond. So that tripped me up in my head.
Yeah.
But man,
said Redford and Sons. I thought, oh no, that was his name.
Yeah, Red Fox. That's great, though.
You did great, Margie. Yay,
thank you. You
done
so
good.
Right, yeah, we'll do it again.
Play again, okay, babe?
All right, have a good one.
You betcha. Talk to you later. All right, it's 8:25. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. It is Listener Appreciation Month.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.